is a very interesting verse. Paul is saying what here? That you, what? Put off something, right? You need to take something off. You need to take it off. It's like having a coat on and taking a coat off. Now, you are to put it off. The word put here means to discard it. You are to discard or take off and put it as far away from you as you possibly can. It's like taking off an old ragged shirt and throwing it away in the trash. You know what I mean? Getting it away from you. You know, concerning the former conversation, the word conversation here means behavior. Paul is telling us to put off or take off the old behavior we used to have before we were saved. You know, the sin-sick behavior we used to do. The places that we used to go to, the filthy language that we used to use, the dirty things that we used to look at, the filth that we used to watch on TV, the trash we used to listen to on the radio, and the sewage that we used to drink. He said, I want you to put all that off. I want you to take it off, and I want you to put it away from you. I want you to discard it. I want you to put it as far away from you as you possibly can. Paul is telling us to put it away, get rid of it, because it's only going to harm us. The old man, he goes on to say, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. You know, all of us have to have two different natures, don't we? We have the old nature, we have the new nature. We have the nature, the old sin nature that we had before we accepted Christ as our personal Savior. The old man wants us to do things contrary to the Word of God. Colossians 3:9 says this, lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds. The old man lusts after the things of this world. We need to put off all of those. 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 to 17 says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passes away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. You know, this old man which we have inside us has the lust of this world. Did you know that? It has the lust of this world. this old body that we have wants the present things of this world system. You know, lots of money, big houses, fancy cars, lots of toys. You know, this old man wants the things which we've been taught as a child will make us successful and happy if we have them. Isn't that right? After all, a person is not successful unless you have four cars in the driveway, you have a huge house, you have an Olympic-sized swimming pool in the backyard, and you have all the toys that everybody else has. You're not successful unless you have all that. You know, happy is he who dies with the most toys. Have you ever heard that? You know, happy is he that dies with the most toys. Well, you know, believe it or not, I was in that at one time where I thought I had to have everything, and I tried to. You know, yet when we get them all, when we get the toys that we want, guess what? We're not happy. We want more. And I am a prime candidate of this. When I had an airplane, I loved that airplane. But you know what? I was always looking at a bigger, faster one. I was always looking at something that would go quicker between point A and point B. I was looking at something with better avionics. I was looking at something better than what I had. Why? Because I wasn't satisfied with what God gave me. You know, this is what happens to so many Christians, is God gives us things and we're not satisfied with what He has us. You know, the old man is never satisfied. The old man is like a bottomless pit, and he just keeps saying, more, 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 I want more. And it's never filled up. Why? Because when you get it, you want more. You know, last night, President Trump said one statement that stuck with me. He says, I have everything in this world that I've ever wanted. Before I became president, I had everything. Everything. He said, people look at me and they say, why did you put that away to take the presidency of the United States? People thought I was crazy. I do too. I think he is. Nuts. But, you know what? He did it because he wanted the people to be able to feel a little bit of what he had had. You know, last night's speech, I'll tell you what, I thought was a great speech. He says, I want to bring wealth back to the United States. I want to bring wealth back to the people. I want to have jobs for everybody. Unemployment is the lowest it's been in 17 years. Man, think of that. 17 years. That's a long time. You know, there's jobs all over. And the thing of it is, you know, they raised the unemployment rate and jobs were being cut because of the unemployment or because of the minimum wage. Now, all of a sudden, there's more jobs than people. So now the wages are starting to go up too. Supply and demand. You know, that's one thing about President Bush. He knows business. He knows what's going to happen. I'm sorry. I like President Bush. He was a good man. Yeah. Anyway, President Trump, how's that? All right. The new man is or should be satisfied with what God gives him. In Philippians 4:12, it says, I know both how to abase and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. Verse 19 says, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Matthew 6:33-34 says this, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought of the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. You know, God knows exactly what this new man needs. He knows that. And do you know he's going to supply it for us? You know, as I was doing this, I got to thinking about the lottery tonight. $700 million. Wow. Through almost $750 million. That's a lot of money. But you know what? My Heavenly Father has more than that. He promised to supply my every want? No. My every need. He promised to supply my every need. You know, discard the old man and cling to the things which the new man has been promised to have. Yet, too many times we want that which this old world has and the thing that the power that it can give, and we try to put back on the old man when we can no longer fit into the clothes of the old man. Amen? You know, once we get rid of them, we need to leave them where they are and not try to fit back into them again. You know, we need to take and put on the new man and what God has for us. Verse 23 says this, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. The word renewed here means to be regenerated or to be remodeled. You know, once we've been saved, we need a remodel job. Amen?
Amen?
We need to have a remodel job on the inside of us. We need to take and look at the things that we used to do and say, no, I'm not going to do them anymore. I'm going to do the things that God wants me to do now. I'm going to put on the new man and take the old up. We need the black walls of our heart to be painted white. The scars of sin covered up with righteousness. Our old black spirit made renewed by the Spirit of God. We are to be the man or woman which God wants us to be for His honor and His glory. You know, as I was doing this, I was thinking a little bit about the lottery tonight. I was thinking, you know, what could I do with $700 million? You would get $400 million of that after taxes. $300 million? Just $300 million? Oh, man. I wouldn't even go out and buy a ticket for that. Yeah, I just wouldn't. Anyway, but you know, I got to thinking about that. I thought $300 million, I was thinking four, but government got me again. Anyway, but you think $300 million, and what would you do with it?
Give it away.
Yeah. I know that. Well, that's what happened with me, is I give most of it away, but... Yeah, I know. Isn't that cool?
I mean, it's never ending.
Yeah. Well, think of these billionaires and how much they make per day. I was talking to a millionaire that I know. Well, actually, he's a multi-millionaire. And he said to me this. He says, every minute of every day, I make $1,000. Every minute of every day, I make $1,000. That's a lot of money. Huh? What would we do with the tithing money out of $300 million? Well, let's see, that would be... Yeah, there'd be a brand new building there. The lot across the street would be bought. We'd have a building put up there. Huh?
No.
Yeah, hey, we'll move to Coolidge and call it Florence Baptist Church. Yeah. Amen. But you know, you think about it, you know, what would you do with it? I mean, you know, I'm so old that I could never spend it all. You know, I just couldn't. But it'd be fun to try. Amen. All right, let's have a word of prayer and we'll be out of here. Father, thank you so much for tonight. We thank you for all you